Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome once again to another Down on the Farm and a Harvest Report. And you don't know how long I've been waiting, folks, to do this one. We have been planning this off and on for years, and the timing was never right until today. Brad Ludwig, good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Dave, and that's true. I don't know what happened all those years. I know I had a sister die 3 years ago today. We had scheduled to do that time, and we had that funeral and death and family tragedy. And thinking of her a lot today. Yes, it's good to be here with you, and we've been visiting quite a bit, and always enjoy that. You're a good friend.
You've been a good friend all these years, too. We've talked about everything from crop insurance, but today we're going to talk about harvesting. But before we talk about harvesting, let's talk about planting. I talked to a lot of guys last spring, and depending on where you were in East Central Illinois, some got delayed, some were able to get in the field. How did it work out for you overall?
This spring was actually very good. We'd get little showers, might set you back a day or something, but we had a lot of crop planted in April this year. I probably had the crop planted earlier than probably ever before. We was done by early in May, and it went well.
We've talked before about these early planted beans. You know, when they started this trend a few years ago in April, it has really paid off with yields.
Yes. I think the earlier planted beans this year was better than the ones that were planted later. I can't believe the year we had. It looked so good. I thought, man, we're going to have a bumper crop. We're going to have a better than last year. But things are really not quite as good as last year for me individually. Rain stopped in August in my area. We might have gotten a few showers on some of the farms. But just west of Collison, where I farmed some of the ground, I don't know that we got hardly any rain. The yields showed that when we got into them.
Makes a big difference on the beans when we don't get that rain in August.
Oh yeah, and then it followed into September, no rain. So that's what makes a crop. You gotta have rain, especially for soybeans in August and September. But we got them out, and I noticed when I was harvesting how little the beans were. I mean, they were maybe a little bit bigger than a BB, but they're very small, the seed. I went from that field west of Collison and made 54 bushel an acre. That's pretty low in today's age. And the next field I went down near Oakwood, better ground, but I know it got rain off and on that the Collison farm did not get. And it was 30 bushel better an acre. Couldn't believe it.
Yeah, Brad, talking about the moisture that we didn't get for the beans, you know, that's been one of the factors this fall in trying to get the bean crop out. They've been so dry.
Yes, they were extremely dry. That first field that I was talking about there west of Collison, it started out probably at 9-10%, but before I got done, the last load was 8.2. Beans are supposed to be 13%, and there's no dock after 13%. So you're taking away some money by not having the moisture in the beans, and they shatter so much more at 8.2 than they do at 13 or even 14 or 15. So that was hurtful. Sometimes you wait for rain, but there was no rain in the forecast. So we just kept going, and most of the beans were in that 9-10%, which is not horrible, but maybe in the morning they might be 11, but I would like them better anyhow, around 13, maybe a tad higher, but right near 13, and that's good for beans. And I'm in corn now. That's right now I'm combining and it's 15, but some of the field has been 13-7 and 14, and that's extremely dry for corn, especially this time of the year. Corn at 15%, and there's no dock. Some people like to combine it at 20. They say they get more bushels because of the moisture in the kernel. This year is just amazing, but no rain. That's a problem.
I know when some guys got started, that corn was running in the low to mid 20s, but it didn't take long to drop down into the 17 range.
Yeah, I was kind of waiting on mine. I'd go out and field test once in a while, and it got down to 20. And I have bins. I don't have an excellent drying system there and do a lot of air drying. Air drying is a little better quality, but if you don't have a lot of heat, it kind of slows you down. And it got down at 20%. And I think a week later, I was down to 17 or below and couldn't believe how fast it dried down. My fault, should have started earlier.
Yield-wise on corn, I've been hearing from guys all over East Central Illinois and Western Indiana, the corn crop has been good.
Yes, corn's been pretty good. I had one field there, west of Collison, that was quite a bit lower than I anticipated. It looked so good early, and we got into it. It wasn't near like I thought it was going to be. I had some tar spot on it, and And I've had it on some other varieties. Actually, I don't think it really hurt the yield at all, but on that one, it probably did. That was probably part of the problem. I'm just glad to get it out and be done with it. It was extremely dry. The rest of my corn has been pretty good. Probably not as good as I hoped it would be early in July and the 1st of August. Things look so good. The stand was good. The weed control was good. I don't have any control over the weather.
Nope, that's exactly right. The good Lord's in charge of that. You've been farming a long time. You think about all the strides that have been made in agriculture over the last two decades, just in the hybrid and genetics and the traits.
Oh yeah. I remember back in 88 and 91, several years in between there, and the hybrid just wouldn't have stood what we had this August and come out with the yields we're having today. Yes, the varieties today are excellent. Maybe we're producing too much with the price I see right now. Part of that's politics. Probably the most part of it is politics. Again, I have very little control over that either, but very blessed with what I do.
The government's talking about this federal aid package. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I know there's going to be some farmers need that. Personally, I'll be happy to get it. But on the flip side of that, I don't really like the government giving me money. I'd rather raise a good crop, have a good price for it, and be proud of what I do and thankful for what I get. Yeah, government stay out of it, but the government has not stayed out of it. They've got these tariffs, and I don't think China's bought a bean from us this year. They're our biggest bean customer. So, yeah, what are we going to do? I don't know what's going to happen, but I think the government is planning. I hear billions of dollars are going to be maybe given to the farmers in aid. I believe in crop insurance. I was a crop insurance salesman for 30 years. Always believed in that, buying it for myself and trying to encourage other customers to buy. I think you need to do that today. Everything's so expensive.
Yep.
And even if you're not a farmer, you know when you go to the grocery store, things are so expensive. Just everything, any maintenance or anything you do in your car or home, very expensive. So you need insurance, just like you need insurance on your house and you don't want it to burn down or blow away. You got to have it.
Yeah, you have one major catastrophe, it'll wipe you out.
Yes.
So have you gotten through this harvest without any major breakdowns?
Yes, it's done real well. I always go through a clinic every year. Spend several thousand dollars on that, seems like. I've got a young mechanic up around Rossville that does some work for me. Used to work for John Deere, and proud of the work he does, and get along with him well, and he finds a lot of things I probably normally wouldn't find. I hate spending money, but I think it's well worth it to do the clinic. You never know. You can miss something that's wore out, but this year's been good.
Well, we've been fortunate. The weather has been good as far as not having any major storms to deal with, but you know, there have been falls where you have a breakdown and then you've got rain to deal with for 4 or 5 days, and then now you're talking about harvesting in November, so it's important to have that equipment maintenance.
Yes, very, very important. You know, that rain delay, sometimes a day or two of rain, it's not a bad thing. It's really nice to be able to pull in the field and load the trucks and so forth, not have to fight the mud, but it also helps for me to have a little rest and do some maintenance and check things over maybe a little more than I have been. But again, it's been a really good harvest.
So as you get ready to wrap up this year's harvest and you look toward 2026, anything different you're planning for next year?
I don't know what I'm going to do for sure. The expenses have increased so much. Phosphorus has just dramatically went up. Potash, not as much. I put on anhydrous. I know it's up probably over $100 a ton more than what I paid last year. And I don't know what the seed price. Probably be similar to what it is this year because the seed quality and supply should be good. But the expenses just keep increasing. So yeah, I'm going to have to look at it and see what I want to do for next year. Of course, I don't want to fudge on fertilizer, but you got to fine-tune what you're doing when you're not making a lot of money with what you get.
And of course, marketing is, to me, is one of the worst parts of farming right now. It's the toughest part of the job, isn't it?
Oh yeah. It always has been. It's difficult. I tell people, they say, what's the hardest part of farming? And I say, well, marketing. They say, well, you ought to know what your costs are. Well, you kind of know what your costs are, but I don't know in May or April what my yield's right. going to be. I know what my historical yield will be, but you know, that one year might be a terrible year or might be an excellent year, and that has a result on what my price will be in the fall. So that's a hard thing to do, is market. And some people are, I know they're probably a lot better than I am, but that's a hard thing for me, is to market my grain.
Do you have a formula that you kind of look at to use as you're going into a harvest season? You'd like to allocate so much of the grain already sold, or how do you work it?
Well, that's kind of a difficult question. It's hard this year because the price is so low.
Exactly.
They've raised the, it's called DP, delayed price. There's a storage, that's even higher yet. There's a basis contract. If you don't think that that will improve, you have to sell it by a certain time or you can roll it. And that's going to cost you more money. So what do? Do you just sell it off the combine? I don't know what the secret there is. Basis might not get that much better because we're not moving the grain like we have in the past, and you know, especially the soybeans. So don't call Brad Ludwig for marketing advice.
I knew that was going to be a tough answer because nobody's got the answer to that one, Brad.
Well, I got to admit, when I have some faults, and that's one of them. I don't sell enough ahead. We could have had some higher prices, and not a lot, but it was better at times and should have sold some, but it's difficult when August turned around and we didn't get rain, what's it going to do? And
yep.
Surprisingly, like Dave talked about earlier, the varieties have stronger vitality than it did years ago, and they still produce, but a lot better than they did years ago. We wouldn't have had much of anything.
And none of us know what's going to move the markets next.
No, I sure don't. These tariffs, I think they're really hurting us. And again, the politics, what are they thinking? They're going to come in, they're going to help the farmer, like I said earlier. I think they're going to give us some money. Yeah, thank you for that. But I'd rather just have the cash price, have a good yield, or at least have an average year. Let's get by and do our thing. We'll see what happens.
Well, I know you farm because you love to farm, and that's why you want to continue to farm. But it certainly isn't very enjoyable when you got to deal with stuff like that.
No, it isn't. I do enjoy farming. I've done it all my life. I've done the insurance along with it to supplement my income. My wife, she put in probably 30 years in insurance business with Health Alliance, with Heartland and Danville. So we had other jobs off the farm. It helped a bunch. But farming is what I love. That's how I grew up. My father was a farmer. He worked another job also. My family, the Ludwig family, farmed. It's a good way of life. I think you're closer to the Lord when you're a farmer. You see what happens and what you have control of and what God has control of. That's a big thing with me. I'm getting towards the end. You know, I'm going to retire here one of these days, and I'm going to miss it, as I missed the insurance business when I sold insurance. I told Dave earlier, he said, "You miss insurance business?" I said, "No, I really don't miss insurance business, but I do miss the people I dealt with, my customers. Made some really good friends with doing that. Looking back, it's been a blessing, farming."
Well, we want to keep the family farm alive, and it's getting harder and harder, and so things are going to have to be done, because if the family farm goes, none of us are going to make it.
No, and I see a lot of my neighbors are very large farmers, and farming thousands of acres. Good for them. That's fine. And some of them do an excellent job of that. I know some of them, boy, they do top notch. But a lot of risk involved in that. I don't know. I know some other neighbors that don't farm quite as much as a lot of the other guys, and they're getting along fine and do a good job. I certainly don't wish anything bad on anybody. And all I see, it's probably going to get bigger and bigger as we go down the line. The years have proved that. I see so many bigger farms, less control by individual farmers.
I know there are a lot of young people that would like to get into farming, but unless they have a farm already with a family, they can't just go out and do it on their own nowadays.
No, I think that would be very difficult. Again, I've talked a lot about neighbors, but I got some neighbors that are fairly young, and I know they would like to have some more land, and when I retire, that will be a consideration. Whether I would give it to somebody who has thousands of acres or somebody that has less than 1,000 acres and would like to stay in farming, that's a tough one when you're talking about retiring, who you can let farm. And there's so many good farmers. I've got so many people around me that do a good job. I know some of the bigger guys do a good job. I just can't fault them a bit. I don't know what's going to happen in my future. It's hard. That's another tough decision that I have to make here.
Just got to trust the Lord and take it day by day.
Yes, I do. And he will help me out.
Well, Brad, I can't thank you enough for allowing me to ride along in the combine here today. And again, your friendship all these years. We've shared a lot of stories about agriculture and growing up on the farm and how ag has impacted our lives. It's been an enjoyable life, hasn't it?
It sure has. We was doing this interview here, and we was going down through the rows here, and the combine has a beeper on there, and it tells you when you're full. And I was just blabbering away here, and Dave was talking to me with the microphone in my mouth, and I didn't hear that horn go off. And dadgummit, if I didn't spill that corn over on top of the hood of the combine, I thought it was raining hail now or something. But anyway, other than that, we've had a very good interview there, I hope.
Well, blame that on the radio guy.
No, I'm not blaming anybody. I just didn't hear it.
Well, thanks for your commitment to agriculture. And thank you again for your commitment to Eastern Illinois Electric Cooperative all these years, too.
Well, I've enjoyed that. That's been a real, real blessing in my life. Met a lot of people I wouldn't have known otherwise. Hope I've helped with the things there, that the way we shape for the customers. We try to treat them fairly, and I try to treat them the way I would want to be treated. Yep. That's been really good for me.
Well, Brad, thanks for being with us here on Down on the Farm in this Harvest Report as we come to you from a cornfield north of Newtown. Thanks for being with us, Brad.
Yeah, well, thank you, Dave.
And we're going to have more Harvest Reports over the next week or so here on WITY. Coming up next, Greg Sohier is going to have our forecast. We'll see if we've got some rain in the forecast by the weekend. Coming up next here on Ileana's Farm Choice, WITY.